America, America, 2009, stand tall. Let our flag just flow out in that warm summer breeze, and let us be reminded of the good things of this great nation, the spontaneity of spirit and the capability. Let us stand tall. We have a great guest today. We have Matt Moody. He's an American just like you and me. We're all together here, seeking and doing and energizing for our survival. We also have John in Washington online. So we're going to bring John on for any kind of question or comment for Mr. Matt Moody, and then we'll go to the topics you desired, Matt. So here we go. John in Washington, welcome.
Yes, thanks for allowing me a little bit of time to talk. I've got a kind of a logical viewpoint. All of these things that are happening basically under the facilitator. The facilitator is Barack Obama, if you choose to call him that. What's got to happen here, unless we're going to be backed up against the wall or pushed into a fighting defensive position, is we're going to have to come up with something that is going to draw these people out. And if we don't do something peaceful and something effective and pretty much right away, then we're going to have this other scenario on our hands. The way I see it, and I've heard this trial balloon put out before, but and I never really subscribed to it before, but I am now, and that is we need to have, since we don't have industry, and the industry we do have is being nationalized, why don't we just have a no labor day? And I'm talking about buy nothing, sell nothing, transport nothing, park the trucks, park the cars, stay home, play with the kids, act like it's not going on. Just simply turn the nation into a ghost town and let the tax revenues and the sales revenues dry up, let the food rot on the docks, and just absolutely pull the carpet out from under these people, because they're operating under a color of law. There are bullying and badgering and scaring people, and this just simply can't go along much farther, because this idea that we have got a man in office that hasn't even been vetted to be president is absolutely preposterous, and obviously the Congress is all going along with this ruse, this farce, so they're as guilty as he is, and until we cut the head off this snake, we're not going to get anywhere with talking this subject to death. We've got to take action. Something's got to happen now. Thoughts?
John, we appreciate your comments. Stay with us, and we're going to turn the mic to Matt, our guest today. He'll have some ideas for you. And just a reminder, Matt, there will be a commercial break shortly, so take it away.
Well, John, I appreciate your call, and I got to tell you something. You're right. It's what we need to do. People need to step out of their comfort circle and expand what they're doing, move on what they're doing. And the thing is, it takes numbers. Now, I'll tell you something else. I mentioned this very thing to my wife while we were driving from one place to another here about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So this really needs to happen. But you got to remember, one of the things that has occurred is that there was a huge number of people that voted for this guy and have been duped by this individual that, as you mentioned, is vetted into the White House. In my opinion, he is not the president, and he has yet to prove it to me, and we'll talk about some of that coming up in the next hour. But, John, that's exactly what we proposed. I said, hey, you know what? Let's just take a day and go on strike. And actually, with me, I said, let's take a week and go on
strike. That's what I say, a week.
Yep, that's exactly what I wanted to do, was take a week. Everybody just shut her down. And if you're a truck driver, if you're and let me tell you, you shut down the trucking industry, just – you know, get people motivated to do it, it would make a huge difference, John.
It'll only take 3 days for the shelves to empty out.
Here's we'll go to
John
break.
Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
We have a Congress that was notified of their of people's concerns, challenging them to, at the first of the year, before the final count and the vote and the Electoral College, all of that dignifying of the election of November 4th, ascertaining to its veracity and so forth, that should have taken place under the auspices of the Congress and all of that by a certain date. I think it's like January 6th or so. It's all formatted. They chose not to do that. And Matt and John, if you're still with us from Washington, why don't you tell the audience, Matt, some of the energizing that you have been doing in contacting folks in regard to this issue?
Well, it's been multiple issues. But, you know, let me just touch on what John said here about this idea that no industry, no labor. You know, it's like that old mule concept. In order to get the mule's attention, you got to hit them with a 2x4 first. Let them know who's boss. And, you know, regardless of how these people view their positions, they are our employers, our employees. We are the employers. And it just irritates the living daylights out of me to know that these guys are up there just doing whatever they want to, thinking that they're smarter than the rest of the world. And that is just not the case. They are not to be doing the things that they should be doing without conferring with the American people first. I mean, that's why we sent them back there. And I'll tell you right now that there's a new congressman that's up there. His name's Jason Chaffetz. He does an exceptional job of this. And he's communicating with his constituents all the time. And he's based out of Utah. He's a district, third district congressman from Utah, doing just an incredible job. Well, going back to this concept, you know, of course, I wouldn't be surprised to have somebody knock on my door in the next couple of days and say, well, you're advocating an overthrow of the government. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that what we need here is for these people, and John is, I think, advocating this, it's time to get these people's attention. And how do you do it? You know, John and I could go to Washington, and we could stand and knock on the door, or the security door at the White House and say, you know something, we'd like 5 minutes with this guy. Just to talk to him and give our, you know, pass along our sentiments. And that'll never happen. But if you've got 1 million or 2 million or 3 million or 4 million people who have had all they're going to take and stand up and do something about this, it's going to make a huge difference. To march on Washington is a good idea. I don't have a problem with that. But how many people can today afford to even get to Washington to do that? We've got to work at this on our state and local level. We've got to start doing some things. And I tell you, you can email these guys up here in Washington. You can call these guys in Washington, and it's not going to make any difference. And let me give you an example. I called a couple of senators. I called Senator Bennett's office regarding Sonia Sotomayor and Senator Hatch's office. Senator Hatch, as I understand, is on the fence right now from Utah. He's on the fence and not sure which way he's going to fall. Bennett announced Friday that he was going to, vote no, and that really kind of shocked me. But anyway, I did take the time to I talked to Elizabeth and Hatch's office, and she was very kind and said that she would convey that on to the senator for me. And I said, well, thank you very much, because I said, you know, there is no way this woman needs to be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice. Two-thirds of her cases have been overturned, and there's all kinds of information out there revealing, you know, how she did or didn't reveal her information and so on and so forth. Well, going back, this is what we're talking about. You have to get their attention. And we're running out of options. And I'll be honest with you, John's right on the money. He is right on the money. They are systematically taking away our options. And eventually we're going to be left with just a few viable alternatives as to what we as the American people can do. And I can tell you honestly, too, you don't want to back a lot of us Americans into a corner where we have no other recourse. Because I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, we'll come out fighting. We will. And don't think for a minute that it won't happen. And I know that the government's planning on all kinds of extreme things. I'm not advocating that. What I am saying is that we need to be doing this intelligently. I know that, and Barbara Jean, you know that I worked with General Jones. One of the concepts we came up with was this concept of working with 51 senators. Heaven forbid, we couldn't come up with one or two, much less 51. We just couldn't find enough of them out there that were courageous enough to get off their backsides and defend the Republic and defend the Constitution. I was absolutely livid, and I was appalled. The chances of getting 51 senators now is, let's put it this way, I'm not going to hold my breath. So, John, thanks for your call. I hope I answered your question, and do me a favor. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work there. Now, are you in Washington, D.C. or Washington State?
Oh, I'm in the real Washington. We're in Washington State.
You got yourself as far away from the district as possible, understand.
Oh, and up in the woods and on the military crest of a mountain as well. But I'll tell you that when it comes down to this, I produce a newsletter that I put out, and the way that I've been promoting this, which is somewhat more palatable to a lot of people, is this. I'm asking people just to take a week to remember how this country used to be. Stay home and sleep late and get that nap you've been dreaming about. Go play ball with the kids you've been ignoring because you've got two or three jobs, and rekindle that spark with your husband and your wife, and sit down and have a meal together. Read the Bible after supper. Remember what it used to be like. I think if you can bring that to the forefront of people's minds, they'll understand that there really is something worth taking a stand over. And if it needs to be, by golly, let's just get it on. Let's have the fight. If you can't get, if they're so bent on this destruction, I frankly can't stand to watch much more. I mean, this is hurting me to my core. So I'm asking people to remember what our nation used to be like, and it'll take a week for those memories to come back, and I think you'll have a new energy.
Very
hey, John,
good.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate you're up there in Washington, a very beautiful state. I was up there last month, and this country is so great and so beautiful, and so many different configurations of land and rock and tree. It's worth it. It's worth saving.
It's worth whatever you've got to do to save it.
That's it, Matt. Go ahead.
Another thing. Hey, I want you to look up Orly Tate's blog site, and I want you to support her. We're going to talk about that hopefully in just a few minutes, but there's all kinds of stuff going on there, and please support her. She needs the help.
I do, and I've spoken with her, but I wanted to ask you, since you mentioned that, I'll just take one more brief second. Are you aware that Barack Obama, as his very first official act as president, went in and signed an executive order stating that his personal records cannot be released unless he says so, unless he consents?
Yes, that's correct.
That just knocks the props right out from Mrs. Tate's.
Yeah, well, the problem is if he's not a viable president, then that executive order is
moot. Perfect.
So, you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, as they used to say. And you know this idea of Bible reading and scripture reading? I'm right with you there, John. My grandmother and my mother, we had a large Bible that always set out, and both at the ranch and at home and in town. And so I'm all for that, and that's what we need to do. John, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, Matt, let's talk about Orly and how we can help her, a valiant woman, an immigrant to this country. And she knows freedom. She knows liberty. She's lived without it. She talks about long lines, and if you were on a bus, you hurried off the bus if you saw the line, and then you stood in the line, and maybe you could get a half a pound of coffee or maybe a loaf of bread. She is from former Soviet Russia. So take it from there.
Well, you know, I've read her information. It's amazing how, you know, they would load everybody up. They'd come by, and there was no option. You got on the bus, you went out and picked tomatoes. And you came back, and whether you, and in some cases, whether you worked or not, everybody was doled out 100 rubles a month, and you know, good luck. That's kind of where everybody sat. So there were those that worked the system and those that didn't. And one thing that I want to talk about is that last Friday I was in a meeting, and I called Orly and had her speak to the group that I was with. And, you know, it was absolutely amazing to listen and watch the faces of those individuals that were there as she divulged the information that she had regarding the case of Major Stephen Frederick Cook. Major Cook, of course, is a Corps of Engineers, Transportation Corps, the U.S. Army Reserve. He was born in New Jersey. I actually have his resume in front of me, and it is just extraordinary. As a former Army officer myself, my resume doesn't come anywhere close to what Major Cook's does. And yet all Major Cook wanted here was a redress of a grievance. And that grievance was, if you're a legitimate in regards to whether or not Obama's a legitimate president, I am, you know, he was saying the following. I am a soldier. I am a major in the United States Army Reserve. I'm willing to go fight in Iraq or Afghanistan. I have no problems with that, but I tell you what I have a problem with. I have yet to been able to verify that Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama, a.k.a. yada, 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 is a true president. Just because people voted for him doesn't make him a true president. Just because somebody says he's a president doesn't make him a true president. Just because he puts a certificate of live birth on a website and says,
we're going to go to a break here, Matt, so sorry to interrupt, but let's get to that, and then we'll come right back, and you can pick it up there.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Officer Stephen Frederick Cook stood tall for all of us in America. And we're going to talk about that now with Matt Moody, today's guest, a veteran, activist, a great citizen of Utah and the United States. So that is a incredible young man, don't you believe? If there's a question out there, he says, answer it, and I will go forward. So it's the answers we're looking for, and talk a little bit about your grouping with Orly Tate and your energy trying to solve this issue.
Well, this is becoming very, very frustrating. And in fact, what we have discovered as a group of like-minded individuals is that trying to work, obviously, with higher judiciary has become for us, has been a lesson in futility. It seems that those that support the individual that is occupying the Oval Office have permeated the system, and/or they have been threatened. That's my personal belief. I think they've been threatened. I think they've been coerced. I think they've been, you name it, they have been placed in a position of saying, well, you know, I can't comment on this, or no, there's no standing. I mean, how many times have we listened to this whole standing garbage? And I've got to be honest with you. I work with veterans. I work with other people. And Barbara Jean, there's not one of us that hasn't been able to say in 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes, I can produce my birth certificate, with not a certificate of live birth, but a birth certificate. has the name of the attending physician, the doctor that the person was born, the nurses, and all the other pertinent information that goes on a birth certificate, not a certificate of live birth. We've got to distinguish between the two. And quite frankly, the state of Hawaii was handing those things out like suckers during the time that Obama received his mother was involved over there and taking care of things on his behalf. So I put zero credence in what the state of Hawaii has to say. And yes, if you have no access to these things, there's no way to validate it. But you know, I believe in God and I believe in the higher way of doing things. And I think that these injustices eventually will, like a voice out of the dust, will be manifest. And I think that they're scared. They're running scared back there in D.C. And I think that, obviously, why would Obama and his folks, put in over $900,000, close to $1 million now to try to prevent everybody from gaining access to those documents? For crying out loud, if somebody wants to know what my grades were in college, I'll be happy to go down there and open up the files, hand you a copy of my transcripts, and go knock yourself out. None of this makes sense. They are hiding it, and they're hiding it because they know the truth. And as far as I'm concerned, until they prove otherwise, he is not eligible to hold that office, predicated now on a couple of things. One, the fact that Orly mentioned that, look, he made trips to Pakistan, he made trips to different places that you just can't do under certain circumstances. And all of this evidence has mounted, all of this evidence has come to fruition. We understand it. And all we're looking for, as in the case of Major Cook, he just wanted to make sure that if he was going into a war zone, that the person that was his commander-in-chief, supposedly, would have the authority necessary for that position. And, of course, the response was very telling. And the response was simply orders revoked. And then at that point, the judge threw the case out and said, well, you know, military's revoked your orders. None of this matters anyway. See you goodbye. You know, basically don't let the door hit you on the rear end on the way out. None of this works, Barbara Jean, none of this. And the listening audience needs to come to understand, and I don't care where you're listening to this program, that all it takes is 15 minutes for a man to say, okay, here's my birth certificate. But I submit that Major Cook was on the right track. He said, I'm not going to go over there and fight a battle knowing that I could be subjected to to literally war crimes if I'm not being led by a viable commander-in-chief and that those orders aren't viable. So there we are. And what was the response? Orders revoked. Next thing you know, within a day or so, he was also notified that he was being fired from his job. Now, you can't tell me that there's not something wrong with this picture. There are things that have to be done. Major Cook is a good man. I've never met him, but I can tell by his resume that he's a patriot. He's a military man. He's done everything he could do to improve his skills. And, of course, let's face it, you don't make major in the Army unless you're doing something right and moving in the right direction. This whole thing is out of whack, and it is so telling. That the administration or the powers that be would just say orders revoked. Major Cook never said, look, I'm not going to do this. He just said, look, all I want is to know that the commander-in-chief is who he says he is. And he said, if I've got to prove it as a major in the Army, years ago I had to prove the fact that I was born in the United States, so on and so forth, that I produced a birth certificate. I went through that twice, Barbara Dean. Both when I was going into the Marine Corps, I think the third document they asked me for was my birth certificate, and I had to produce that.
Right. We have to navigate with the birth certificate. At least some of us do. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Born on the 4th of July.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Good afternoon again and welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. We have some callers that would like to join you, Matt. So we're going to go first to Dee in Utah and then Eric in California. Dee, you're on with Matt Moody.
Yes, I have to do a follow-up on what John was saying. And I think people need to look on the www.republicbroadcasting.org. And look at this one article. It says Obama signs an executive order barring release of his birth certificate. Down below it says on January 21st, his very first day, he signed into law an executive order 13489 for protection for himself. And also, before that even, there was a examiner, expert examiner of documents, and he said that the birth certificate that he showed, he turned up, that Obama showed, turned up, was a phony. And the certificate was not even a real certificate. And besides that, like Orly said, there was no signatures on anywhere on this certificate. And I mean, an ordinary person like me, you, or anybody other a citizen has to go and prove something for themselves before they can do anything to, not president, but even for anything, to sign up for a credit card even, you know. So it's just one of those things that just really is very irritating that these people get by with this, and I don't know, maybe that's what keeps us straight here.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Matt, do you have a comment or question, and then we'll go to Eric.
Yeah, Dee, you're right on the money. It's terrific. And I have a copy of that, by the way. Obama signed the executive order barring release of his birth certificate. There's, you know, why the questions we have to ask are simple. Why? Why is he preventing us from having access to his information? And the only conclusion we can all come to is that he is hiding something, and that the powers that be that are around him are hiding that information. Because let's face it, I really do believe that at some point in the future, somebody's going to be able to get a hold of this information through some means or process. And when that order, that subpoena or whatever goes out to Obama or someone else to reveal that information, when it's disclosed, when we find out, it is going to turn this whole country on its head. And there is going to be a heck to pay, as far as I can see. And then, you know, it's going to go back to the Democratic National Convention, Howard Dean. It's going to go back to all these folks who had a responsibility right up front to determine whether or not he was literally eligible to even run for the office to begin with. So it's not just him to blame. It's going to be everybody else to blame. But right now the focus is there. And I'm telling you, this is absolutely ridiculous. Why is it that he's the only one that seems to be buffered from this idea of not having to produce a real birth certificate? Beats me.
We should remind the listener, in case this is new information for them, that there are great sites that you can go to on the internet. We should give credibility and thanks to Dr. Corsi. We should give also credit to WorldNet Daily that has been on this issue, and the citizens across the nation who are providing monies for the campaign for the billboards of Where's the Certificate. There's a lot of momentum. And recently there was a congressman, I think he was Congressman Castle, and he was having a town hall meeting, and a brave woman in a red shirt, all you see is the back of her, but you can find these things on YouTube. It's absolutely a glorious day, what you can see yourself and the action thereof. And she's asking the question of the congressman, and she's not backing down. So you can go to the internet and see that. Eric, hi there and welcome.
Hi, Barbara and Matt. Real quick, I want to tie this together. My name is Lieutenant Eric Shun. I have a program on this network. It's called In the Zone on Saturdays. I'm a graduate of Kings Point. It's the United States Merchant Marine Academy. I come out as a naval officer. And to get in the academy, I had to obtain a congressional or senatorial nomination and appointment to the academy, just like West Point, the Air Force Academy, and Annapolis. And when I was nominated and then finally received the appointment, Defense Investigative Services does a background check on any and all individuals entering the academy. And they actually go and interview your neighbors, your former employers. You can go down the whole long laundry list of all the things they do to vet you as a proper candidate for entering into and gaining access to some of our, you know, I come out with a secret security clearance and more, but there should be some kind of a vetting authority for congressmen and senators and judges and presidents and all other positions like this, to where they do, just like they do with our military personnel for the academies, a full background check.
Why not? How can we sit around here and act like it's okay, that he's just fine? He doesn't need his. We don't need to care about this. He has the right to stop everything in the courts. And whose money is being spent of this $900,000? Do you know that, Matt? Where does the money come from?
Well, that's a good idea. It's a question. It's, you know, where is it coming from? And, Eric, I understand exactly where you're coming from. In 1976, I received a nomination to the Naval Academy out of active duty from the Marine Corps. I was stationed with 2nd Battalion, 1st Marines at Camp Pendleton, California at the time. And my battalion commander says, hey, you need to take off for 30 days. Go check out the Naval Academy and come back and let us know what your decision is. Of course, then you also had to do a year in prep school. And I went back there and I toured, and there was a wonderful lieutenant colonel who he himself had been a graduate of the Naval Academy, Marine active duty colonel there. And I tootled around the campus, did all kinds of things, asked millions of questions. And at the conclusion of just a couple of weeks of working with this gentleman, this fine Marine, I finally said, you know, this is not for me. And oddly enough, and it was that, and I can tell you exact dates and things, but it was the first semester that they were going to allow women as plebes into the Naval Academy. My decision wasn't based on that. My decision was based on the fact that what I wanted was the education. I didn't want to dilly-dally around and mess with all of the safety training and all that other stuff that they wanted me to do. Yes, sir.
If I might real quick interject, and Barbara, I'm sorry. I just, I'm trying to, if you might, instead of keeping it about Obama, and it's an important issue, it should be about fixing the problem so that right now there's certain things that we can't, I don't want to say we can't do anything about. We can. We have to continue to fight, get the truth out. But raising it a bar and elevating the conversation, we have a vetting process for all of our military service academies. We should have a same or similar vetting process for all judges, congressmen, senators, presidents, vice presidents. Anyone who is in public service in a position of power and trust should be vetted. And we should have a, you know, because then, you know, then they can't start getting into all the particulars and stuff. Go towards right. the issue, because this should never have happened. But I want to tie one thing real quick, if I might. I want people to go to the Coast Guard Wikipedia page, and I'm going to read directly from here, because it goes to the parole evidence behind this. Forget about the birth certificate. Forget about all the other stuff. Start looking at the bailout. Chrysler, GM, Enron, WorldCom, Global Crossing, Tyco, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what is going on now in our country, where they're arguing about military tribunals, you know, and they're pointing to Guantanamo. But if you go to the Coast Guard's Wikipedia, and I'm going to read directly from here, it's just a couple lines, and I'm trying to find this spot about posse comitatus. Okay, the Coast Guard has law, and they're saying that the Coast Guard is now a branch of military in Homeland Security, operating under military law, not in the Department of Defense, but in Homeland Security. The Coast, and this is reading from the page now, the Coast Guard has law enforcement powers, in contrast with the other branches of the United States Armed Services or Armed Forces, which are prevented from acting in a law enforcement capacity by the Posse Comitatus Act and Department of Defense policy. Do you understand what I'm telling you and what I'm reading to you?
Oh,
and I'll read
absolutely.
Another portion in.
And
I'm sorry.
Also, Eric, real quick, I just want to tell you that we are looking at all this right now. While I haven't mentioned this, we're looking at all this right now. And the point that I was making is that you and I had to go through this vetting process. It was very, very deep. It was very broad. And, I mean, they talked to my school teachers. They probably talked to yours. And
right.
why they have not done it in the case here is again, but also, just look at the case recently with Goldman Sachs and look at GE versus CIT. See what happened there. And it'll all lead back. It's follow the money.
Well, no, but and what I'm trying to point to, too, is that we have foreign, and I would say European, powers. You know, there was no Euro. There was no European Union until Germany was reunited. And now, all of a sudden, Europe is one. They have the Euro. We've lost trillions of dollars in wealth, and we have these very same powers, just like they've done in the past, and one reason why the Titles of Nobility Act was passed, playing games in our country and in our government. And you can look at the symptoms and what they're doing, like using they've converted the Coast Guard into a branch of military. And I asked people to go look at this Wikipedia page on the U.S. Coast Guard, and it says that they have law enforcement powers. They actually have here, I'm going to go to the, because this is very disturbing. This is where they're saying that a branch of military can carry on civilian affairs, can regulate and adjudicate civilian affairs. Think
right.
about that.
Well, you also are aware that last year, and last October, that a brigade and ended up being multiple brigades were actually set loose on the nation as in violation of the Posse Comitatus. You're aware of
right.
that, too, right?
And they're using the Coast Guard to breach because the Coast Guard doesn't have the vetting process that you and I had because the Coast Guard Academy is a federal maritime police academy. It's not a military academy. And they've taken
right.
Title 10, the UCMJ, out of DOD and moved it into Homeland Security under the Coast Guard.
That's unreal.
That's the
That's
biggest
unreal.
Breach of military law, separation of powers, and to where they're placing the military in charge of civilians. Not
Posse Comitatus has been consistently weakened by Congress, here a little, there a little bit, and certainly October 17th, 2006, with two legislations of that day, President
Military
Bush.
Commissions Act and the H.R. 1955 and S.B. 1959, all of this came about after they turned the Coast Guard into a branch of military to try to, it's not about Guantanamo, it's about running military tribunals here in the United States against Americans.
It's very, very frightening information. You're right on. We appreciate your joining with us today. Good luck. We've got to work. We've got to fight.
Take care.
And, thank you so much. And we're going to go now to George in Florida. Welcome, George.
It's George in Texas.
Oh, well, all right, George in Texas.
Yes, what I like to say is more like, you know, with the birth certificate issue, this is not so much where he was born. I like to know what his real name is. Is it Barry Satoro, Barry Obama, Barack Obama? All these aliases. And you ask any police officer, and they'll say anybody who uses multiple aliases is involved in criminal activity.
Well, typically that's the case, but I can't prove it. I don't know, but... George got a good point. You really do.
Yeah, but you know the thing is, you know, like they're ratcheting up the police state. You know, with the military, and you know, and people have to. You know, I just come as this police state is just one thing. It's a rear guard by the corruption, in place by the corruption to sort of like protect them for people, the establishment to protect themselves from the people. And I think the more the military signs on that we got an illegitimate leader in Congress. I mean, in the White House, and we got culpable people after the fact in Congress and in the cabinet, you know, they might, that rear guard might dissipate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know something, George, too, with this fiasco that they just called a confirmation hearing this last week with Sonia Sotomayor, I tell you what, there's no question in my mind that we're way, way, way down this road. And you and I both know she'll probably end up as a Supreme Court justice, but she has little or no business being there. But that's just one example of what's transpiring in this country. And quite frankly, these people are building fires fast and we can put them out.
Well, the one thing is, like, I'm trying to make a film. It's called Unbalanced Power. And, you know, we got 100 empty suits in the U.S. Senate, and they're supposed to be under the control of the state legislatures. And, you know, you look at the U.S. Senate, they ratify treaties, select cabinet members, appoint judges, select judges, help confirm judges to the Supreme Court. And that's been taken out of the hands of the state legislatures in the respective states and put into the hands of special interest. And like the 16th Amendment, the 17th Amendment was never ratified. And the thing is, it's just time, you know, I just want to see, like, we could bring the state legislatures back into the process of, controlling the federal government because, you know, if we can expose this fact that the 17th Amendment was not ratified and sort of like bring back these U.S. senators, put them before grand juries, put them before legislature subcommittees and ask them who influenced why you voted this way. Why did you vote to uproot industry out of the state that you're supposed to represent? I really think... We have to do something.
Right. Well, I think things have been done, George, and a good call. I appreciate that. And it's something that we've got to look at as the American people. We've got to look at how the law works to our advantage. And we've got to do that. And, of course, there have been indictments brought against people's indictments that are constitutional. And they've been Lambert just threw one out, I guess, here not long ago. But good call. And I want to bring this back here, Barbara Jean, if I can, real quick, too. I would like everybody to go to Orley Tate's blog site there. It's www.orleytateesquire.com/blog1/. Just go in there and read what she's got and read what she's done. You know, it's Major Cook had been really messed over here. He and his family, his the idea that he's been involved in the, you know, with his private industry, the contractor.
And the job loss. Here comes the music. When we come back, I would invite you to give out that website again very slowly for those who would like to write it down.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Turning to the final segment of today's Born on the 4th of July, right here on RBN, I would like to say thanks so much for all the energy and work that Matt is doing with his group and with his neighbors as a citizen of the United States. It's a Meet America moment to have Matt on. I would also like you, Matt, if you would, give out Orley Tate's website very slowly, very carefully. Maybe people could be supportive of her effort. Folks, these are just normal people that are doing the work of your elected folks, and they're not paid for their effort. Then I have a question for you, Matt Moody. As a person of the military in your background and your experience, Were you surprised with the order revoked response? Would there be any other situation that the military or position that the military could have taken with Officer Cook?
Well, yes. The obvious thing is that they could have turned around and gone directly to the White House and said, "Well, sir, do you have a legitimate birth certificate? Not a certificate of live birth, but the instrument that was used to obtain the certificate of live birth. Do you have that?" And they didn't. Instead, I'm sure that there was a call made from somewhere to someone. It's speculation, but I'm sure that something happened, and obviously that was the easiest way out. We'll just revoke his orders. That way we don't have to answer the question. Now, what I would like to see is see all these other military officers come up and do this. Now, and I'm going to tell you something. I have met with active duty personnel, high-ranking personnel in the Air Force, the Army, and other places, and they do feel this way. I met with a pilot recently, it's been the last 2 months, 3 months, and he told me flat out that he didn't believe that Obama was a viable president. So, these people are running on thin ice because their careers stand in the limbo there. Now, let me give you out Orly Tate's information here. It's www.orlytatesesquire.com. And she's got a blog. It's Defenders of Defend Our Freedoms Foundation. And I would love to see everybody go there. And, another thing that I had hoped we could talk about, but we didn't get to today, and maybe we can do that at some point in the future, is that there is very little talk about a study that was endorsed by the University of Copenhagen, Denmark, and Brigham Young University, which has now validated the fact that there were some nano thermite technology found in the dust from the 9/11 incident. I think it's a critical, it's about a 31-page document. People can go online. They need to go to the Open Chemical Physics Journal, the Open Chemical Physics Journal of 2009, and located, it's called Active Thermitic Material Discovered in Dust from 9/11 World Trade Center Catastrophe. It's a long title, but trust me, these universities have put their names on here because it was a scientific paper and they found what they found. And so I just wanted to plug that real quick while I could, and maybe somebody I can come back and we can talk about it, maybe even get some other folks on here to talk about it with us. But
that is so important because all that we are experiencing now under this no-end war on terror, where did it begin? On 9/11. If 9/11 is fraud.
One final thing I want to say before we wind this last hour up is in that I want to physically say condolences to Alan Stang's family. What a wonderful patriot and what a wonderful guy, what a wonderful man, and he will sorely be missed. And I just wanted to pass those condolences along from
my family. We are indeed saddened. A brilliant writer, and host. A sad day. Thanks for listening to Born on the 4th of July on RBN. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you, Matt.
Bye-bye.
With recent